Okay, it's time for Friday Fuel, three easy steps to fire up your weight loss. All right, so today we're going to be talking about learning a new way to eat. So the first thing that you have to do is you've got to find what's called the middle ground for your eating. We're going to find a middle ground for your eating. This means that you cannot be demonizing your food. Food is not good. Food is not bad. There ain't no angel or no devil on your shoulder. One of the things that we've got to do is we have to take the temperature down around the way that you describe food. So a lot of us, we use inflammatory language like, oh, I'm addicted. Oh, it talks to me. Oh, it's just so hard. Oh, it's so tempting. You have to take it all down. I also want you to think about the ways that we like say like, well, that's the good stuff. Like, I should be eating the good stuff. Like, well, like, that's bad. I shouldn't eat those things. We got to quit demonizing food. And that just means, like, step one to demonizing food is to realize how much language you're using around it that makes you feel threatened, scared, fearful, confused, worried, anxious. We don't want to build a relationship with food that creates those kinds of feelings. Because if you're going to lose your weight for the rest of your life, you cannot spend the rest of your life every time you see food thinking that's good, that's bad, questioning things, worrying about things, being on your guard and stuff. That is why so many of us end up never losing our weight for good. Because once you lose your weight, if you're still in panic mode, you're still in anxiety mode, it doesn't matter how thin you are. Because after a while, you normalize to how thin you are. You're not sitting around high-fiving and congratulating yourself all day long. Now you're just constantly worried you're going to regain weight. And then every time you have a meal, which is for most of us three times a day, we're worked up, we're anxious, we're overthinking, we're questioning, we're worrying, we're regretting, we're shaming, we're debating. That sucks. Guess what we end up doing? When that is the way that we allow ourselves to talk about food, then we end up regaining our weight because if the weight loss didn't make us happy, we might as well go back to the eating. That is what your brain will tell you. So we have to make sure that step one to demonizing food and getting out of that mindset is to first be aware of how often you do it. Just listen for it. And then when you hear it, you just tell yourself, that's a no. Like, it's just a banana. It's just a piece of bread. These are just foods. They're not good foods or bad foods. These are foods. And when you start learning to just look at everything like that, then what happens is you have more space in your mind to start thinking about, oh, so how do I want to think about these foods? These are foods that I can include and eat till enough. That's how I'd like to think about these foods. But in the beginning, when you're used to demonizing, don't immediately jump to thinking better about all the foods. Just start with, I just want them all to just be food. And this is just a matter of knowing, like, all right, if it's all just food, I put foods on my plan. I work on taking the temperature down. And as the temperature comes down, it will be so much easier to stop it enough. And it will be so much easier to wait for hunger. That is the process. So I want you to start thinking about, there's a lot of foods to choose from. This, like for a lot of you, you're demonizing foods and you're sitting around thinking about all the foods you can't have. For all of you on special diets especially, do not sit, like it can be true that there are foods you can't have, but it's not a useful way to think about it. A useful way to think about is there's still lots for me to choose from. There's things I can learn to enjoy. There are some foods I'm no longer going to have because they don't work for me anymore. And it's normal to miss them. It's normal to think I should be able to have them, but I'm learning that there's a lot of foods to choose from. There's also a lot of life to live. I'm also learning that there's more to life than just focusing on what I can and can't eat every day. And then I want you to think about what's possible for yourself when it comes to food instead of what you're afraid of. a lot of us sit around with food and we think about, like, I'm so afraid I'll gain weight if I eat this. Rather than thinking, I'm going to reintroduce some foods that I've, you know, cut out for a long time because I just was afraid of them. And what's possible is that I can learn to eat them in control because I've never given myself that gift before. I've always tried to eat them with the mindset of like, well, I'm going to sneak this bad thing in. And it's like, no wonder we overeat them. The moment you start eating, you feel relief from feeling guilty, from feeling shameful. And when shame and guilt go away, your body is like, oh my God, what are we doing right now? Because she's feeling shame and guilt. Whatever you're doing right now, do more of that. So if we start letting go of shame and guilt around food, if we quit demonizing them, and we start thinking about what's possible, and we start thinking about what we get to choose from, we take the temperature down on all those feelings that drive us to overeat. So the second thing we need to think about is diet mentality has nothing to do with the foods that you plan. This is very common, like a big mistake I see when you guys are going through No BS. Diet mentality is about the thoughts that you have and use when you're planning foods. Diet mentality, literally, like I don't care if you plan a steady rotation of chicken and broccoli. If your thought behind planning it is, oh my God, I can't get enough chicken and broccoli. It tastes so fucking good. Like I love the simplicity of eating the same fucking thing over and over and over and over again. That's not diet mentality. Because that's coming from a thought that feels pretty good to you. It's just like my husband. Literally for 8 months in 2021, he ate a salad for dinner every single night. Not one time he was like, oh, I'm using diet mentality. Oh, blah, blah, blah. He was like, no, I fucking like salads. I don't like switching things very often. I'd much rather eat the same thing over and over again than to try to figure out what to eat. He didn't have diet mentality. He had, well, I'm going to call him a grown-ass woman, but he had grown-ass woman mentality. I'm doing what's easy. I'm doing what I like. I don't have to justify it. I don't have to worry about it. I'm just eating. Making it work. That's it. So we have to remember that when it comes to the diet mentality, it has more to do with the thoughts. And so thoughts are going to be things like, I can't have that. I should or shouldn't eat that. I have to eat this. Diet mentality creeps up a lot when you're putting in food rules from fear. Not food rules from helpful guidance. Not food, like I have several food rules. Like I don't eat after dinner. And it's not because I can't eat after dinner, I shouldn't eat after dinner, or I have to not eat after dinner. I choose not to, which is one of the things that you could tell yourself. I choose not to because after a long time of looking at my sleep, I've noticed when I eat after dinner, if I snack after dinner, I wake up hot in the middle of the night or I don't sleep as well. I wear something called an Oura ring and it tells me the quality of sleep that I get overnight. And there's a direct correlation between me eating after dinner and good quality sleep. And I just decided, like, I hate being tired. I do not like being tired during the day. I do not like running out of steam in the middle of the day. And so it was one of the things I was like, you know, this is something I can learn to do. I can learn to quit having that extra snack. I can learn to just go to bed because it's more important to me to get good sleep than it is to get a handful of almonds. It's more important to me to get good sleep than to eat a bowl of cereal. But I had to have that conversation and I couldn't use diet mentality. So think rather than saying I can't, I'll try this. I should or shouldn't, I'm choosing to. I have to versus I want to or I get to. Then the last thing is you've got to be conscious. You have to be conscious of your thinking. You have to be conscious of your habits. You got to wake your brain the fuck up. You can't just be sitting there not listening to what you think about and then wondering why you keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again. We have to get better at being very conscious about what's going on. If we notice ourselves eating food, we have to ask ourselves, what is going on right now? What am I telling myself? Am I telling myself I just want it? Am I telling myself it tastes so good? Probably not thoughts that'll work for me long term if I want to cut out bullshit eating. So when I hear myself and get conscious of, I just want it, I have to tell myself, that's normal to think. Often my kids just want to stay up late and I don't let them. Often my cat wants to sleep on my neck in the middle of the night. Guess what I do? Tell him no. Cats, kids, dogs, and me will have times in my life where I just want something, but it's okay to want it, and it's okay to also tell myself no. It's not restrictive. It's not depriving. It's not unfair. It's not too hard. This urge is not going to last forever. Like all those things that we tell ourselves, all those things that you've got going on in your brain, you got to be conscious of them. And you have to be willing to pivot that thought as many times as it takes until you do not take an action that you ultimately truly don't want to do. Many of us want to eat late at night, but we also want to lose weight. And it's nice to be able to tell yourself, it's like, of course you want to eat. You've been working hard all day. You didn't take breaks today. And you're telling yourself this is your break. But you also want weight loss. So in this moment, what can I do for myself? Can I tell myself no with compassion? Can I do it in a way where I'm not arguing with myself and saying things like, you can't eat or you'll gain weight. You shouldn't be thinking this way. Can I do it in a way where we're just like, I got you. I understand you really want this right now. But that is the childlike part of my brain that just wants an easy fix in the moment and is crying. It doesn't want to be told no. But I am doing grown-ass woman things now. And my definition of doing my grown-ass woman things is sometimes I want it and I love myself enough to say no. And those are some of the things we have to think about. So don't just eat foods by default. Like if you notice you're just eating something, just ask, why am I eating this? Have I questioned my belief around this food that it tastes so good? Does it? Am I eating it slow enough to know if I really, really, really love every single bite? Do I love the first Oreo as much as I love the 30th Oreo? Or am I just telling myself I love Oreos and I've had such a hard day, I should eat? And what I'm really loving is checking out of my self-judgment, checking out of myself of saying, you shouldn't have had the first Oreo. Like, what is it that's really going on here? And get conscious and clear about that. So that is it for today. Anytime you struggle with these things, anytime you need help with this stuff, always know No BS has your back. You can take all of these conversations that you're having and you can take them to the Facebook group and you can talk to all of us who, a lot of us have been down this road. Some of us are in maintenance. Some of us have lost the weight. A vast majority of us are just a few steps ahead of you. We're just a month or two into practicing the very behavior you want to nail right now. And we can help you with that. You can go to Ask Coaches with worksheets, with discovery worksheets, with anything you're working on, with your Think, Feel, Do cycles, and get help. So make sure that you check your calendar for any of the upcoming calls and workshops happening during Mission Possible. All of the calls are scheduled on the website over at nobswomen.com underneath the training calendar. And then make sure this week that you share a pic of you doing your No BS work. Show everybody, here's the work I'm doing. Here's what I'm learning. Here's the question that I have. Anything you want to share, and make sure you're using hashtag get it done if you are doing it for the first time and finishing, or hashtag repeat. And whatever you do, do not forget to check your boxes. You want to be on NoBSWomen.com. Go to the NoBS website course. Look under the videos as you watch them. Click those boxes, because every time you click a box, every time you use hashtag get it done and hashtag repeat, you unlock prizes for the entire membership. The goal getter's gauge will rise. All right, go get it done.